Hey, brother, I'm working on a song and I could use your help. What rhymes with bunny?
Honey, money, sunny, funny, which this is not. Please, I'm working on a sermon.
What rhymes with hard-boiled egg?
I don't know. Yard, soiled, Greg. I'm busy.
And chocolate?
Nothing rhymes with chocolate.
Church of
Wait. Welcome. What in the world are you working on?
A hymn for Easter Day.
Are you open to a little constructive criticism?
That's never stopped you before.
Easter isn't just a celebration of something that happened long ago. We celebrate that Christ the Lord is risen today.
Hallelujah. That's good.
At Easter, love's redeeming work is done.
Let me write this down. Is done.
Saw we now where Christ has led, following our exalted head. Made like him we rise.
So, no bunnies, hard-boiled eggs, or chocolates. Got it.
Ours to cross, to grave the skies.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email, or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Sweet Jesus Christ, my sanity. Sweet Jesus Christ, my clarity. Bread of heaven broken for me. Cup of salvation held out to drink. Jesus, mystery. Christ has died and Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Sweet Jesus Christ, my sanity. Sweet Jesus Christ, my clarity. Bread of heaven broken for me. Cup of salvation held out to drink. Jesus, mystery. Christ has died and Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died and Christ is risen. And Christ will come again.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
O radiant light, O flame divine, as shines the light of morning's dawn, come, bless the embers of the earth, sparks flung from our eternal birth. O Word of God, the source of life, you rouse us from the night of fears to open souls and minds and ears and hear the music of the spheres. You are the fire that birthed all things, the force that spins the galaxies. You are the flame within all flames, the hidden power that knows no name. From you all things that are were sent, and into you does all extend. Peel back the bark of any tree, lift up a stone, they blaze. O happy light, we feel your heat, the starlight shining in our bones. You fill us all with cosmic grace. We host your presence in this place. O risen Christ, you shine in us. O radiant light, O flame divine, O risen Christ, shine in us. The radiance of your holiness, despite the sin of death and strife, we rise to dance. This dance of life.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Would you, as you worship at home or somewhere else, please turn around and bless each other. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, my siblings in the sanctuary. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Welcome you all to Easter worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. It is so great to have you here and online to worship God together. As we worship the Lord, our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, we may feel the joy and peace and living hope Jesus Christ brings into us. Today we have another inspirational visual art from Thelma. The altar flower arrangement expresses the transition from the agony of the cross using the crown of thorns to the joy of the triumphant resurrection morning. The stone represents the tomb. Palms symbolize victory, and lilies symbolize the risen Lord. The spring flowers suggest spiritual renewal. Isn't it amazing? It has been so meaningful, and I have been honored to walk the journey of a Holy Week with you. If you haven't done, for whatever reason, please visit our YouTube channel, which is you are on now, and worship on the Monday Thursday service and Good Friday service, so that you may feel the fullness of the meaning of a Holy Week. We are here together, and God is with us. Let us worship our God in celebrating the risen Christ with all our hearts, minds, and souls.
Creator God, hallelujah. Today we celebrate the triumphant return of your Son, Jesus Christ. We reflect on the power of your agape love, a pure, willful, sacrificial love that intentionally desires another's highest good. We know that Christ's death is not an end. It was a new beginning. Help us to be the body of Christ in the world. Help us to be Easter people. Lord, enable us to let go of our fears and let go of our misguided sense of security through a show of physical strength or military might. We are grateful for your example of the power of service and sacrifice. On this Easter morning, we reflect on the words from the hymn, El Shaddai. Through the years, you made it clear that the time of Christ was near, though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just would not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkan Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai. Amen.
Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body. Let us sing the hymn, Up From the Grave, UM Hymnal, Navy Blue Book, page 322, Up From the Grave.
Hi, everyone. My name's Mary Mack, and I am one of Jesus' disciples. And I hope I got a chance to meet you today at the church. If I didn't, I really wanted to share with you my story. I have a quick question for you all. Do you all like gardens? Gardens are just amazing places. They have so much life in them. bees buzzing around. So many things to smell, so many things to see, so many colors. You know, Jesus really loved gardens too. The disciples, all of us, you know, we thought it would be good to bury Jesus in the garden. It seemed like the right thing to do.
So this morning, the other Mary and I went to the tomb. And we knew it was going to be a little bit of a risk because, you know, the guards were there and they had sealed him with a big rock. But we came anyway because we really wanted to leave some more flowers. But then, all of a sudden, there was a big earthquake. Oh, my goodness. We were so scared. We were in so much shock, we almost didn't even see the guard run off. No, the first thing that we saw was an angel standing there out of nowhere.
Hey, what's up? Who are you? I'm an angel of God, of course. And I'm here to tell you the great news. That Jesus is no longer here. Come look and see for yourself.
Well, if you were in my shoes, what would you have thought? I think all of us were a little confused.
Right. Jesus is gone. What? The good news? What kind of good news is that? Wait, you haven't heard the whole story yet. This isn't good news. I gotta find Jesus.
Yeah, so, yeah. Being an angel, huh? That must be cool. What's that like?
Well, my confusion pretty quickly turned into anger.
Where's Jesus? We gotta find him. Who took him? Oh, that guard. I bet the guard did it. Oh, where could they go? Guard, where did you go? There's the gardener. I bet they know.
I was so angry and so confused that I couldn't see what was right in front of me.
Hey, do you know where they took Jesus?
Jesus?
Yeah, the guy over there that was buried. Why are you so upset? Upset? Because they've taken Jesus' body and I don't know where they laid them. I don't know what to do. I'm just so mad. I'm about to...
Mary.
And that was all it took.
No, it can't be. Really?
There all of a sudden was my teacher again, my dear friend again, alive.
I just wanted to tell everybody on this Easter Sunday to remember to pay attention. You know, I would have almost missed Jesus right in front of my face. You know, so often we go through life and, well, there's so much going on around us and we don't even pay attention to it because we've just got to go to the next thing and the next thing and we're always so busy. Always trying to speak to us. And you know, Jesus is still alive. You know, the resurrection happened and Jesus is still with us and that's pretty amazing, you know? So I just wanted to encourage you all to keep looking and noticing and paying attention because you never know what you might find, what blessing God might have for you. You know, it can get really easy to get distracted in life, and we get so busy that we forget to take care of ourselves, we forget to ask for help. But, you know, love is the strongest thing in the world, and when we look for it, we can see God's love just buzzing around us everywhere. Anyway, thank you for listening to my story again, and happy Easter, everybody.
The first reading is from Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. The second reading is from 1 John, chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And the final reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and new life has begun. Amen.
Amen. Today, let me begin today's good news with a song. The title is You Say. As you will have the lyrics on the bottom, please feel free to join me in singing together. In the Midrash, it is kind of a commentary for biblical stories.
There is a very interesting story about Abram, which is Abraham's old name, and his father, Terah. The story goes like this. Terah was an idol maker. So there were many idols in his house. And people would come and worship them, and buy them and worship them. So once he had to travel, so he told his son, Abram, to watch the store. One day, a woman came with a basket of bread. She asked Abram, Abram, take this bread and offer them to the gods. Abram had realized idol worshiping was something foolish while there was the supreme God, Yahweh God. So he took a hammer and smashed all the idols except the largest one. And he put the hammer in the hand of the biggest one. His father came and he got perplexed. Abram, what happened? You know what, Dad? A woman brought a basket of bread and asked me to offer it before them. So I offered it. One God said, I will eat first. And another said, no, I will eat first. Then the biggest of them smashed all the others and ate up the bread. Terah got upset. Are you making fun of me? They are just statues I made. In today's scripture reading from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, God says to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. What does this mean? This means that God told Abraham to leave the land worshiping idols and follow the Lord, the God. In ancient world, fathers were the ones who taught their children. They taught about their faith in God as well. And now God tells Abraham to leave his father. God tells him to leave all his teachings about the faith in those gods and follow the Lord. Then what was the faith in those gods? It was the faith in angry gods and demanding gods. In ancient world, the people believed in life forces. When it hadn't rained, they believed that the force controlled the rain was angry at them. Or when there was a disease among the animals, they thought the God that controlled the health of the animals must be angry. Over the years, people named those forces. For example, among the ancient Mesopotamians, Baal was the god of lightning. Among the ancient Sumerians, Enlil was the god of water. And among the Babylonians, Marduk was the god of thunder. As the people had this faith in these forces, they drew the conclusion that they were dependent upon these gods and goddesses. They also came to believe that they need to keep these gods on their side in order to keep these gods or goddesses happy and keep them on their side. They began offering something like crops or animals to them. When things go well with you, you offer more than what you offered previous time. If you offer the gods and goddesses the same amount that you offered last time, you may offend them and make them upset. You have to offer more because you never want to make the gods or goddesses angry. On the other hand, when things go bad like a drought, you come to believe that you must have offended the rain god. So you'd offer more than what you offered the previous time. So one way or the other, you are stuck offering more to keep gods and goddesses happy with you. As time went by, this belief created a deep anxiety in humanity. People became anxious and even scared because they never knew where they stood with the gods. The people even hurt themselves to show their piety to these gods and goddesses. You can find an example in the Bible too. In 1 Kings chapter 18, when the Baal worshippers didn't get any response from Baal, they hurt themselves. Chapter 18, verse 28, quote unquote, "So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with the swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed." See? Some people even offered their children before God to keep them happy. So you can imagine that, you know, the level of anxiety they had to live with. Over the years, people had suffered from this belief of demanding gods and angry gods. They had become anxious, fearful, and even scared because they never knew where they were standing with the gods. They lived with a deep sense of guilt. When bad things happen, they ask themselves, "Is this the God's punishment because I am wrong?" Sounds familiar? In this context, something revolutionary happened. God Himself provided an offering. This God, Yahweh God, God Himself provided an offering to restore the broken relationship between God and humanity. God sent God's one and only Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us first. He loved us and sent His Son as atoning sacrifice for our sins. For our sins. It was revolutionary in the context. All other gods, they were demanding gods, and angry gods, but this Yahweh God provided even offerings. God sent God's one and only Son as an atoning sacrifice, make a peace between God and humanity. God kept telling people how much God loved them, how much God wanted to keep the peace with them. But they kept doubting God's steadfast love for them. They kept living with a deep sense of guilt and fear. They kept themselves suffering from the belief in angry gods. Finally, God decided to speak to them about God's unconditional, unfailing, and steadfast love for them in their language, in the way they would understand. People had to give sacrifice to believe that they were in peace with God. That's the way they were so accustomed to. And now God sent an atoning sacrifice to have them know that God would have peace with them. If you have to see bloody sacrifice in order to believe that you are forgiven, then how about this? I provide you even atoning sacrifice for your sins, my one and only Son, Jesus. Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross of love to forgive all your sins, not in part, but all. Jesus Christ loved you till death while you were still sinners. Moreover, God raised Him up. Raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Resurrection, the new beginning, the new life. This God tells you this morning, I love you. This forgiving God tells you this morning, I love you till death. This powerful God tells you, the old life is gone and the new has come. This loving God tells you, I'm not angry at you. I love you. Yes, God is not angry at you. God loves you. God is not angry at you. God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't know who has taught you about angry gods. No matter who, this morning God tells you, leave your father's house and go to the land that I will show you. Leave all the teachings about angry gods and demanding gods and follow Jesus Christ who loves you till death. God is not angry at you. God is not. I have a lot of scars on my head. You cannot see them because I always hidden my scars with the hairs. One day I decided to get my head shaved. Yeah, there was one time I had the shaved head. At my previous appointment, there was a teen boy with a patch of spots on his head because of his disease. Sadly, some kids at his school teased him about him and even believed him. So he rather got his head shaved. And I came to know that he always felt ashamed of his shaved head. So some of my siblings from the church and I got our heads shaved. We wanted to let him know that he was one of us. We wanted to help him to experience that he belongs to Christ's love. Guess what? After getting my head shaved, I felt sort of embarrassed about the scars on my head. One day I talked to my mom over the computer, so she was able to see my scars. And she started crying. I asked her, "Mom, don't they look ugly? And don't I look ugly with them too?" She answered, "Yes, they look ugly. But you look just fine. You are still beautiful." My heart aches as I feel how much you had suffered from them. My heart aches as I feel how much you had suffered from them. Our God of love tells us this morning, yes, your sins look ugly. Yes, they are ugly. But you look still beautiful. I am not angry at you. I am not. My heart has been broken as I have seen how much you have suffered from them. Now you are forgiven. I have made you a new person. The old has gone and new has come. The old has gone and the new has come. Do you still believe God is angry at you? Do you still make yourself live with guilt? Do you still believe that you are not good enough for God's love? Listen, God is not angry at you. God loves you. God does. This is love. Not that we love God, but that God loved us. Sent God's one and only Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive all your sins. And God raised him up from the dead to show us nothing, even death, could separate us from God's steadfast love. There's nothing we can do to make our God love us less. Christ is risen. Jesus Christ is risen indeed. New beginning. New start. The old has gone and the new has come. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. And happy Easter. God bless you all. Amen. Let us sing the hymn, He Lives. UN Hymnal, page 310. He Lives. He Lives. The Lord be with you. during this week and next week, please come by the church and check the table in the entrance area. And you'll find this piece of paper, which is laminated. And it says, "You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you." Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4, from God. And underneath it says, "God loves you, so do we, and there's nothing you can do about it." St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. What I'd like to invite you to do is take one of these. You can take as many as you want, and it will make more. Just to let me, if you don't see this, then please let me know, and or office know, and we'll make more. I'd like to invite you to put this on the mirror in your bathroom. Or the mirror you see most often during the day. Especially bathroom. Just after you wake up and you go to bathroom and you see yourself on the mirror and you begin your day with this God's blessing. You have and you will have rainy days and sunny days. Some days you may feel that you are good. Some days you may feel you are not good enough. But don't deceive yourself. It doesn't matter who you think you are. It doesn't matter who others say you are. But this is who God tells you you are. You are precious and honored in my eyes. And I love you. So bless yourself with this God's word each and every day. I have been doing this, I told you this, and you thought I was kidding. I've been doing this for the past about 20 years. And I invite you to the same. Especially if you are one of those who still believe God is angry at you, or you are not good enough. Begin your day with God's Word. As we sit around the Lord's table, we want to encourage each other and remind each other how much we are loved, how much we are cared. Yes, God loves us and God cares about us. And we also cares about each other and we love one another. That's what this table is all about. And look around the table. If there are only your favorites around the table, or there are space for those who are marginalized, isolated, or even discriminated. Remember, as I shared that message on Monday, Thursday night, remember, Jesus Christ have all of them, regardless. Jesus Christ had a spot for all around His table. St. Matthews, let us continue to enlarge the table of the Lord so that more people will find their spots around the table. St. Matthews, let us make our table bigger and bigger so that more and more people will sit around the Lord's table and experience that they are loved and precious and honored in God's eyes. Amen. Let us pray. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, God. By the baptism of His suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which Jesus gave himself for us, he took cup, took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as drink it in remembrance of me." Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on this gift of cup and bread. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. And we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Now you break the bread and share it with yourself and others, saying, "This is the body of Jesus Christ given for you." And when you share the cup, you may say, "This is the blood of Christ given for you." My siblings in the sanctuary, as far as you feel safe, I would like to invite you to come forward and celebrate Holy Communion together. Thank you.
As a renewed people by God, we experience God's grace through the good news and also through the Holy Communion. And let us respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love. That's what God wants. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count
all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with grateful hearts. Amen.
As we celebrate Easter, let us take time and count all the blessings God has already given to us, that we may cheerfully give our offerings to the Lord and make God's ministries in and us and through us possible. It's time for prayer. Before we pray together, I'd like to introduce you a newborn baby in our family of faith. You see the rose here, the beautiful rose. It's for our newborn baby, Layla. And you see her picture on your screen, right? She's beautiful, isn't she? She's so adorable. You know, I saw her last Sunday in person. Yeah, she's still learning how to open her eyes. But she's so adorable, beautiful. Let us pray together and bless her. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this beautiful and precious gift from you, Layla. We believe you have implanted a wonderful gift and talent in her. As she grows and grows up, may the Holy Spirit enable her to discover them. May the Holy Spirit empower her to use them for God's glory, your glory, Lord, and for your people. Grant wisdom to her parents. So that they may raise her with wisdom and love that you give her. Give them, Lord. And we also celebrate with her grandmother, Michelle, our sister. We bless her big brother, David. Bless his family. And Layla may find peace and comfort and love right there, Lord. Again, Lord, we give you thanks for this beautiful and precious gift from you. And we bless her with all our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to invite you to join me in blessing these foods and our neighbors who will be shared with these foods together. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this wonderful opportunity. We give thanks for all our volunteers and donors. Lord, we are not doing this just to fulfill the people's physical needs. Lord, we do this together because we want to bring your love to our neighbors. As we share these foods with our neighbors, they may feel they are loved and somebody cares about them, Lord.
Gracious Lord, bless our community and all the people who are in need. And Lord, bless us so that we may continue to participate in your ministry for your people. We give you thanks with all our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to share the prayers from the chat, and after each one, I will say, this is my prayer, and you may say, this is our prayer. Susan LaSante, Lord, I ask you to be with my friend Simon and his family who go to bed hungry at night. Please be with them and all who share their story. Help those of us who have enough know how to respond. Marilyn Roman, prayers of thanksgiving for all the many worship leaders, organizers, and producers of our beautiful Holy Week services. For these talented and dedicated people, we are truly grateful. This is my prayer. Mark Weber, I thank you, God, for all the love and support of my church family during the recent loss of my dear dad. This is my prayer. Ben Gerges, I pray for my family, friends, and anyone who reads this. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Dot Wurst, I pray that next year we can all be together live and can hug each other in love and peace. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Last Thursday, our brother Rob had a surgery at Dana Farber, and the surgery went very well. And now he is at home, and he is in recovery process. So please continue to pray for Rob and Jenny. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Let us take a moment of silence and pray for this prayer request. And also, whoever comes into your mind and heart this morning, let us pray for them. We have two more prayer requests. Catherine Cesari, please pray for my mother as she deals with pulmonary and breathing issues. This is my prayer. Mary Makachak, a prayer for Roy Green, who is very despondent on the death of his wife, granting him peace and hope in the resurrection. This is my prayer. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us exchange the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. Peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Under the circumstance, we would like to share the peace of Christ, you know, with many people. So we prepared this video. And when I previewed it, God touched my heart, and it's so lovely, and I felt peace that Jesus Christ gave me. So I hope same thing happens to you as well while we are watching it. Here we go.
Risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter to all our St. Matthew's family.
Hi, everyone. Thelma Shoneman here holding a basket of beautiful, fragrant hyacinths. They are one of my favorite spring flowers in the garden. And dating way back to Greek mythology, they have been symbols of peace and beauty. So with that in mind, I wish you a happy Easter, a happy spring. May peace be with you.
Peace be with you, Milo, and also with you.
Hello, St. Matthew's friends. I can't wait to see you all again face to face. Real soon. But until then, happy Easter.
Peace be with you.
Yeah, peace be with you, everybody.
Yeah, peace be with you, everybody.
Yes, peace be with you, everyone.
God's peace be with you.
And also with you.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Grace and peace to you.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And may the peace of Christ be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
And peace be with all of you.
Peace be with you. Happy Easter, everyone.
Peace of Christ be with you all. Jesus Christ is risen. He is indeed risen. Nothing, even death, can separate us from God's love. Amen.
The Chmielewskis and the Joneses.
Bye. Peace be with you from Lynn. May your Easter basket be filled with gratitude, joy, and anticipation.
Happy Easter. Peace be with you. Oh, peace be with you too, Mr. Dom. You're so pretty. What's that? What's that?
With you.
Peace be with you.
And peace be with all of you.
As the blossoms break forth in the spring, God's promise to us is renewed. May the peace of Christ and the love of God be with you always.
Grace and peace be with you all.
Happy Easter.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Ellen. I have something for you.
Thank you. I have something for you.
Why, thank you. And I'm going to pass this to you.
Thank you. And I'm going to pass this to you.
Thanks. One more piece.
Thank you.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
Isn't it awesome? Yeah, thank you for all who participated, and thank you, Connie, who made it. Can we give them a big hand? Yeah, it's awesome. Very impressive. Very renewing, too. Several announcements to share with you. You know, again, thank you very much, all our worship leaders in this sanctuary. And thank you all for joining us worshiping God on this Easter Sunday. Thank you so much. And after service, we have a virtual coffee hour, Easter celebration. So you can find the Zoom link on this YouTube page and also on the church website. And we would like to get connected to you if you are still in the process of learning, you know, St. Matthew's. You know, you please send me an email. You know, I appreciate all those who send me email, so we start, you know, developing our relationship together. So you've been on this YouTube for a while, and you'd like to get connected with us too, then please send me email, pastor@saint-matthews.org. You can find it on the church website and also on this YouTube page. So let us take the journey together. And did I say the coffee hour has no password? Yeah, you don't need the password to join us at the coffee hour. And serve a ministry with Reverend Jim Mackey. It includes a spiritual gift inventory. So you'd like to serve God and God's church, but you'd like to learn, you know, how to serve, you know, where your gift is. So please make it to servant ministry opportunities, April 14th, 21st, and 28th at 7 o'clock. You can find more information on our weekly news. So please check them out and then join us. I'm sure it's going to be a great opportunity for many of us. And this morning, we had a lot of vitality this morning. So much vitality this morning in the church. The Sunday school had a come and see. It's a Jesus resurrection story. And again, I was so impressed and so grateful. And a lot of parents and children and parents, you know, joined us. You know, so thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate, you know, Joshua, the director of children, youth, and family ministry, and all the education team, you know, teachers and helpers. You know, we would like to thank you so much. Thank you so much. Can we give them a hand as well? Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Actually, I have a Jesus tomb next to my office as of now. You'll be surprised if you see it in person. It's amazing. Thank you so much. My beloved siblings in Christ, now go in a living hope, the risen Christ offers. Now go with compassion. Look around, and you may find people who may have a hard time to say Happy Easter for various reasons. Ask God for wisdom, that God may show you the ways to show God's love and care for the people. Happy Easter, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Let us bless each other through this song, blessing song together.